Why does Christian persecution worsen after U.S. liberation? And a European Parliament member calls Bilderberg the root of all evil. That's next on the InfoWars.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's May 19th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, police train to take on returning veterans. Then, why does Christian persecution worsen after U.S. liberation? And a European Parliament member calls Bilderberg the root of all evil. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Setting themselves up just as the devil did. Look at how they manifest all the attributes of Satan.
Well, our first story tonight is about a U.S. veteran who was beaten to death by five cops. Now, why is this our top story? Because it tells us something very important about the state of our police departments as well as the attitudes of many veterans who are not going to take the kind of abuse that many of us will roll over and take. Now, in this story, a very sad story out of California, Tommy Yancey, 32, father of two, was savagely beaten to death by five law enforcement officers, and this is just over a traffic stop. Now, this veteran suffers from PTSD. He served in Afghanistan and Iraq. The officers claim that Yancey swung at an officer and attacked a canine. I'm sure that the canine attacked him first. You don't typically go and start swinging at canines. And what caused him to swing at the officer? Is that a capital offense anymore? What did they charge him with? Basically nothing. Listen to this recounting of the story. Of course, this is captured on video by someone who was at quite a distance, so we can't see a lot of detail with it. But it says, Yancey was stopped on his way to the store after a highway patrol officer saw that he was missing his front license plate. He was subsequently pulled from his car, attacked by a police canine, not the other way around. He was hit by a taser, then beaten by five officers until he died. A witness who filmed the incident can be heard screaming on the recording, "How long before you guys call an ambulance?" Call an ambulance is what they're screaming. Why would they continue to beat him after he's been subdued? Why would they beat him to death? This is something we've seen over and over again. Police using lethal force well after the point where they might have been threatened by anything, certainly when they are not threatened. We saw this happen in New Mexico where they shot the man who had his arms raised and who just merely turned away after they stuck a dog on him. We see this happening with people who have been handcuffed and on the ground. They continue to beat them well after there is no justification for them to use force, let alone lethal force. This is a case of murder. If you and I were to shoot somebody who was fleeing our home, that would be murder if we shot them in the back because they no longer presented a threat to us. If they were coming at us in our home, we would be within our legal rights to use lethal force to stop them. When they are running away from us, when they no longer present lethal force to us, that is murder. And that's what we see happening from the people who want to have a monopoly on the use of force. They are arming themselves with all the military might that we've seen used in Afghanistan and Iraq. And this brings up this story that was picked up by Drudge today from Friday at InfoWars. Now, Leanne covered this as well, but it's time for us to go back and take a look at this. Again, this is a fellow in Indiana, a police chief, who is saying that they're now justified to use these kind of military vehicles, these mine-proof vehicles. They're justified because of why? Because of returning vets, because they know that the vets not only are not going to take the kind of crap off of them that people the general population will take off of them, but they also know how to use weapons. But there is no evidence of them doing any of this. There is no reason for them to do this. As he mentioned in the video, they're doing this as a reaction. No, they're doing it proactively. And as they point out in the article, they're acting as if they are a criminal organization that is worried about people catching on to them. Again, to repeat what was said, he said, when I first started, we really didn't have the kind of violence that we see today, said the sergeant, the police sergeant. The weaponry is totally different now than it was at the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people who are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques. Well, that simply isn't happening, although we see that in Indiana, as it's pointed out in the article by Paul Joseph Watson, they are using it as a major trial balloon, he writes. He says the militarization of law enforcement and the Indiana National Guard because they've just purchased two military UH-72 Lakota helicopters. This is a previous story that he reported on. They say they're going to use this for Homeland Security missions. Now, in another story that we picked up today on InfoWars from Daniel Taylor, he talks about how our rogue government is preparing for a heated conflict and that we see that historical cycles are now pointing to a huge clash. And he says, the establishment is behaving like a crazed psychopath that knows he's about to be brought to justice. And he points out, as we've been telling you over and over again, nearly every government agency has acquired a large amount of armaments in just the last few years. We've seen billions of rounds of ammunition picked up by Homeland Security. The Department of Agriculture recently got body armor and submachine guns. This is what we're seeing with these military bases that we took the time to go to. Hopefully, people seeing us walking through this, not just stagnant photographs, we're actually walking through this, taking our time to go through it. You need to look at that. You need to understand why they are training for this. If you saw them, if you saw somebody training to fight and take over airplanes, you might assume that these people were trying to create a terrorist act to take over that airplane. That is what we see happening with these American cities, these American villages and urban areas that they're training to take over. And we see, if you look at all this as a complete picture, you need to understand what is going on. Now, as we covered on the Sunday show yesterday, at an asymmetric warfare group conference that was done 8 years ago while the Iraq War was going on, one of the presenters at that conference said, how do you determine a legitimate government? Well, an illegitimate government spends an inordinate amount of security to create stability in its country. That's what we're seeing in America now. But this article is worthwhile reading because it talks about a societal trend. There is a cycle to history. If history doesn't repeat itself, as it's been said, it certainly does rhyme. Well, it does repeat itself very closely. There is a cycle that Strauss and Howe pointed out in their book, The Fourth Turning. And in this article, he goes through some of this. I have a report that was done about a year and a half ago on this. You can look at that on InfoWars. It's called History Really Does Repeat Itself. Take a look at what they're presenting here, because this is the kind of societal cycle that we've seen before with the Revolutionary War, with the Civil War, and with the Great Depression and World War II. It's something we should all be very concerned about. I believe the government knows that is part of the equation as well. They see that there's going to be societal unrest as well as their criminal actions, and they are gearing up to take care of that. Now, we also have an article on InfoWars today from the American Dream, Michael Snyder. He asks, why does Christian persecution always get worse in every country that the U.S. liberates, quote unquote? He says when the U.S. liberates a nation, shouldn't it just result in more liberty and freedom? But instead, we find just the opposite. Every nation that we've liberated since 9/11, the persecution of Christians in that country has become much worse. And he talks about, for instance, Afghanistan, where there's not a single church left after 12 years of us being there, or Iraq, where before the invasion, there were estimated 2 million Christians there. Now that's down to 450,000, and they believe that those are going to disappear as well. Then he goes to Libya. He says, look at liberated Libya, where now Al-Qaeda's been put in control, and Christian churches are being bombed, Christians are being tortured and killed. And then, of course, in Syria, the Obama administration is trying to get Al-Qaeda put in charge there, as they are in Libya. Finally, he looks at Boko Haram. And he says, what has the Obama administration been doing about Boko Haram previously? Because before these children, these young girls were kidnapped, there was a horrendous campaign of torture conducted against Christian churches there. He points out, Christian groups estimate that up to a quarter of 4,000 people killed by Boko Haram since 2009 have been Christians. And more than 700 churches in Nigeria have been attacked in the past 7 years. Well, what is the root of evil? Well, one Italian prime minister says it's the Bilderberg Group. And he makes a pretty good case for it. They're very sensitive to this in Italy because you have to remember that in Italy, their duly elected prime minister was taken out of office and replaced by a Goldman Sachs banker that nobody voted for. Nigel Farage has pointed this out. Many people have pointed this out. And Paul Joseph Watson writes that Borghezio, a member of the Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice, and Home Affairs in the European Parliament, and an Italian politician, says that the root of all evil that afflicts Italy is the Bilderberg Group. He says it's causing unemployment, poverty, and high taxes. And, of course, there was another Italian lawyer, Alfonso Luigi Mara, who last year requested that the public prosecutor of Rome investigate the Bilderberg Group for criminal activity because they deposed the legitimate elected prime minister in Italy and replaced him with Mario Monti. Paul Joseph Watson continues. He says, counter to cliches peddled by the mainstream media that Bilderberg merely represents a talking shop, there's numerous examples of the clandestine group formulating consensus for policy that's implemented soon after that. And it's important to note, as we're going to be going to Bilderberg, that in 2011, the same lawyer attempted to get into the meeting in Switzerland, and he was beaten by security guards there. Now, in news on privacy, we see that the Cisco CEO has written a letter to Obama saying, "You're destroying our business." This is from CEO John Chambers of Cisco, and he implores Obama to curtail NSA surveillance. He's particularly bothered by the fact that the Tailored Access Operations, TAO unit, and that's out of San Antonio, and other NSA employees have intercepted their physical packages, their servers, and other computers, and implanted bugging devices in them. And what he's saying is, when we ship stuff out of the United States, because this is known that you guys are doing this now, it's impairing our ability to sell products to other people. And it certainly is. And this next article out of World Crunch was on InfoWars today. Germany will ban tech companies that play ball with the NSA. Now, this is not about Cisco. This is about Computer Sciences Corporation. And they say in this article that's been well known for years that CSC works for the American Secret Services. But according to research done by a German paper, Süddeutsche Zeitung, they said that the government has now tightened rules for awarding sensitive public IT contracts. And in cases of doubt, suspicious companies will now be excluded from such contracts. Companies now have to sign documents to the effect that no contracts or laws oblige them, nor can they be coerced to pass on confidential data to foreign secret services or security authorities. How can any American corporation sign that agreement legitimately? And, of course, CSC is probably one of the worst of the collaborators. In April, they won a Big Brother Award. Now, just as we see there's hardware and spyware being put on, it's not just that. It's also the information that you put out in public. As we've reported before, the FBI has faked and the NSA has faked Facebook in order to get people's information. But now we see, with some documents that have been released in the latest Glenn Greenwald revelations as part of his book, we see how they have been pulling this out for quite some time. The National Security Agency and the FBI teamed up in October 2010 to develop techniques for turning Facebook into a surveillance tool, writes Harrison Weber of VentureBeat. And if you look at some of these screens, look at this very first one. Why social networks? Well, they say it's a very rich source of information on targets. We can get people's personal details, their pattern of life. That's a big one right there. Their connections to associates, guilt by association, and other media. Now, these are slides that were intercepted as part of the Edward Snowden leaks, and these are things that were revealed in Glenn Greenwald's book. They say, according to a report by The Intercept, the above slides do not reveal the NSA's Facebook surveillance program in full, because that report states that the NSA, as I mentioned at the beginning, also disguises itself as a fake Facebook server to perform man-in-the-middle and man-on-the-side attacks and to spread malware. Now, what do we do about all this? Well, some people have hoped that the government is going to rein itself in. I don't think so. Look at what's happened in the House as people have tried to put forward a bill that would just control it a little bit around the edges. It would essentially leave most of the surveillance state alone. It wouldn't really make any fundamental transformations, but even minor variations now are being shot down. In this article from The Hill, it says advocates fear that the NSA bill is being gutted. Earlier this month, House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees came together to approve a compromised version of the quote-unquote USA Freedom Act. Now, this is being put together by the guy who wrote the Patriot Act, Jim Sensenbrenner, so it really didn't have that much of a constraint to start with, but the little bit of stuff that it had there is now being wiped out in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. So if you think that Republicans are going to be any better than Obama on surveillance, think again. And here's what one of the staffers found out who was working for the Republicans. This person actually does want to see the surveillance state taken down and had a very interesting revelation. This is from Washington's blog, also on InfoWars Today. NSA spying is a power grab. Now, this is a very high-level Congressional Committee security staffer, Diane Rourke, and she's working with the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee. Here's what she said. She met with Director Hayden, and she said, "My whole point in going there was to ask him why he had taken off protections and encryptions and the automated tracking." This is referring to what William Binney had put on. He said that this information could be tracked, but it would automatically be encrypted so that nobody could see anyone's information unless a judge authorized it. So she asked, why was all this taken off in the first place? She said, "I asked this any number of times, and he always evaded answering. And finally, I just decided I was not going to leave the room until I got an answer, so I kept asking. About the fifth time he looked down, I remember he could not look me in the eye." He says, "We have the power. We don't need these authorizations." So he made it clear the power he was referring to was the Commander-in-Chief's wartime authority. Now, this is what William Binney. Now, remember William Binney? We've had him on the program for 32 years. He worked for the NSA. By the time he retired, he was their top technical advisor. He had global responsibilities. And this is what he said as one of the premier whistleblowers. This is well before Ed Snowden came out. Nobody paid any attention to him, but they're paying attention now. This is what he said. "When you drop privacy protections, you are able to spy on all of your political opponents and do the things the IRS does, plus get rid of people you don't want in government, like General Petraeus, General Allen, and others like Elliot Spitzer. Furthermore, you can target Supreme Court judges, other judges, senators, representatives, law firms, lawyers, anybody you don't like, including reporters." And of course, going back to Obamacare, remember that Supreme Court Justice Roberts changed his mind on Obamacare. He wrote both the dissenting and the majority opinion. He was first against Obamacare, and then suddenly, for no reason at all, after he had written the opinion in a 5-4 decision against Obamacare, he suddenly changed his mind and did a complete 180 and wrote the opinion upholding Obamacare. I wonder if he was a Supreme Court justice who was blackmailed by the NSA. Now, while the government spying is threatening U.S. corporations, they're now trying to pretend that they're the defenders and the protectors of U.S. corporations. But of course, the corporations that are being affected that they say they're protecting are these older corporations who, for the most part, much of their business has already been transferred to China. But they say they're being spied on by the Chinese government, and they even have shown 5 Chinese officials and put their pictures out there. U.S. files criminal charges against Chinese officials over cyber spying, reports NPR. They say the Justice Department is accusing 5 Chinese government officials of using military and intelligence facilities to steal trade secrets from U.S. companies like Alcoa. I guess they're going to find out how to make that tinfoil. Westinghouse Electric Company, U.S. Steel. Do we still make any steel in this country? Why would they be doing cyber attacks on U.S. Steel? Maybe they do have some secret sauce still there. And Allegheny Technologies, they say in a televised press conference Monday, Attorney General Eric Holder said, "This is the kind of behavior that the U.S. categorically denounces." He said that with a straight face, presumably. And listen to this. He says, "The success of American companies," this is Eric Holder talking, mind you, "since our nation's founding has been the result of hard work and fair play by our citizens." That's right. The same administration that says you didn't build it is now not letting people build it in China. But, of course, they're going to protect us as the Chinese are spying on our now nearly extinct steel companies. But taking down our information companies, our computer companies that are still vital. Now, also, as we see earlier in the program, as the FBI was using Facebook to spy on people, now they're posing as our saviors. In this article out of CNN, more than 90 people have been nabbed in a global hacker crackdown. And, of course, they're talking about something they call creepware. And they have a very visceral little story that they tell here of one particular incident, and it's not to downplay this. This is certainly not anything that's unimportant, and it is something that we should take seriously. But the hypocrisy of the government when it comes out and it showcases this and then ignores everything that they are doing, never goes against their own agents for doing the same sort of thing. Now, in this particular case, and we have Aaron Burnett here, talks to Wolf, who was the reigning Miss Teen USA at the time. She got an ominous email in March 2013. He had used her webcam to take private pictures of her and was blackmailing her that if she didn't send him more pictures, he would make those pictures public. And this is what they had to say.
How did you feel when you first learned that something like this was happening?
I dropped my phone and I was screaming. I was on the phone with my mom and we were both crying. I couldn't explain the emotion that I was going through. It was terrifying, absolutely terrifying.
So as you heard her say, when she realized what was going on, she screamed and dropped the phone and was terrified. When are Americans going to be terrified at the potential for abuse, as we perhaps have already seen, as I mentioned earlier, with the Supreme Court, as William Binney, NSA veteran, whistleblower, has warned us that officials can be blackmailed. They can take down a political opponents. And once everybody believes that they can do this, they can make this up about people. We need to be very concerned about this. Well, stay with us after the break. Jakari Jackson has a report again on police brutality, this time directed at the casual shooting and killing of dogs. And Dan Bidondi will have a report from Harvard. That satanic mass was canceled, but Satanists still showed up. And you'll be amazed at what they had to say.
Alex Jones here to share some very exciting information with you. Going back to when I first got on air back in 1995, I was somewhat of a sports enthusiast. I ran 6 miles every 2 days, lift weights, but I pigged out, ate as much rich food as I wanted, drank beer, you name it. And so when I got fully committed to the Liberty Movement and started working 18 hours a day launching what has become InfoWars, I quit working out. In fact, I quit doing exercise pretty much of any type other than occasionally going for hikes. And I went from 180 pounds to 275 pounds. And I tell you, the last 19 years have gone by in a flash. I looked up and 15 years had gone by and I'd stopped exercising and I had almost 100 pounds of extra weight hanging on my body. Then I started changing my diet some. I started exercising, swimming, lifting weights, but the weight wasn't coming off. Then, in the last 2 years, doing the same amount of exercise and taking the proper vitamins and minerals and the products that you'll find at places like InfoWarsHealth.com, I lost more than 30 pounds. But still, I couldn't get that last weight off, and I'm still working on it. But I've begun to lose it doing the same amount of exercise and keeping my diet the same with two key products developed by Dr. Edward Group for InfoWarsLife.com. And that is the Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, and Supermel Vitality. Those two products have done things for my glands, my endocrine system, my whole body, my energy, my outlook. It's simply amazing. You've heard my high school friend Shane Steiner talk about the incredible effects he's had. You've heard viewers and listeners of the radio show call in with rave reviews. These products are revolutionary.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is some good stuff.
We don't sell bull. What did it do for you?
Oh, man, I jump out of the bed ready to fight these criminals every day. No lazy legs, ready to go. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
The Survival Shield and then the Male Vitality. I'm telling you, for a 50-year-old guy, I am so much leaner now and so much happier. I have so much more zest for life. I mean, you know, this is the result that you get from giving your body the things that it needs to activate its own systems.
We can turn this around. We don't need Obamacare. We need to start healing people because we are in a war.
With InfoWars Life, we're looking at a classic win-win scenario. You're getting revolutionary supplements and at the same time supporting revolutionary pro-liberty media. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Take the challenge. Try just two of the InfoWars Life line of products and let us know if you get the same results that myself and many others have. We've just completed a major run at the laboratory of Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield. So for a limited time, we're combining both of the products together with a huge discount. So there's no excuse to not be part of the InfoWarsLife.com challenge. And finally, I want to thank all of you that have taken the InfoWars Life challenge and have found out just how amazing these products are. Again, that's InfoWarsLife.com. Join me, Alex Jones, in this journey.
I don't know if epidemic is the right word, but there have been many cases of police shooting dogs. I do understand that some dogs are trained to attack strangers, but can't police use pepper spray or some type of other supposedly non-lethal defense, such as when a Michigan officer shot a 10-month-old puppy in its own fenced-in yard. The officer was responding to a call when he rushed past the beware of dog sign and killed the allegedly aggressive dog. Earlier this year, an Oklahoma officer killed a dog and laughed about it, reports claim. The dog's owner claims the officer said, quote, "Did you see her collar fly off when I shot her? That was awesome."
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
And honestly, there are more examples than we have time to go through, so here's a brief sample.
After the shooting, Paxton recorded a short video on his cell phone. He claims the officer shrugged as if he didn't care.
Police officer just shot my dog.
You catch the officer shrugging his shoulders. We all do certain things when we're dealing with stress.
But do know, the quick draw McGraw tactics of some of these officers sometimes do backfire.
Scary moments for a Riverside County Sheriff's deputy after he came face-to-face with a pit bull and then accidentally shot himself.
Large pit bull breed dog attacked the deputy. In defense of himself, he shot or fired one round at the dog and inadvertently struck himself in the leg.
And if these are the actions of supposedly well-trained officers, why on earth would we want to give submachine guns to the USDA? You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
So cute, little puppy.
Oh, a trick. That's mean.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. And find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
But I think something more important than me is going on. It seems like those friendly Christians are not being so friendly, so.
You wanna be loud! You wanna be loud! Love this day of victory!
The trumpet of Michael cannot silence the truth. The trumpet of Michael will not silence the truth. The trumpet of Michael can never silence the truth. We have your children. Your children. You go to 9 to 5.
Dan Bedondi for the InfoWars Nightly News. Now I'm at Harvard University, where a black satanic mass is supposed to take place later tonight. Protesters have gathered here to demand Harvard not to have the satanic mass. So are you all here protesting?
I'm here to pray today.
The first report was they moved the black mass off of campus, and it was going to go to a restaurant in Central Square, and now we're receiving a report from New England Cable News that it's been canceled altogether. So we're absolutely delighted. Apparently, protests do have an effect, even on Harvard.
Harvard University was actually started as a Bible school, a place to train up people to be radical for Christ.
This is a great abomination before God.
I heard about the satanic ritual about a week ago, and I've been following the events and decided to come down here and pray.
And where are you from?
Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
We're not going to sit down and let people take what is most sacred to us and trample it underfoot as some sort of educational exercise.
It's our job to come out and speak the truth calmly and do something for God. When he's being attacked,
it makes me afraid, not for myself personally, but for society, for children, for these poor people that come to these things that are curious, because this stuff's dangerous. This is real. It's dangerous.
I am here to witness the black mass. Yes.
Okay. Now, would you want to take part of it? Or are you protesting?
I would have taken part in the black mass. Why not? I've taken part in their mass. Why not the black mass?
I think it's a violation of their rights. If they wanted to hold a satanic ritual, as I said, as long as it's not hurting anyone, as long as no one's harmed during it, there should be no reason why it needs to be canceled.
I would have never stopped it.
As far as I can tell, there's no good reason to cancel the event. There's no violent crowds out here. Everyone seems to be peacefully minding their own business.
They're anti-pro-Satan. We are anti-Satan. And anti-pro-God. So, pro-God.
But still, I just find it kind of funny how, like, the Christians won't allow anyone to have a satanic black mass, but they can have their own mass and no one protests it and it's fine, you know? It's okay. Like they're saying they're right. And the way they think is the only way to think. And if you think on the opposite side in Satanism, you're wrong and stupid.
Well, the reason I'm here is to make sure that the actual message of the so-called adversary, Satan. Satan means enemy. I don't know if everyone knows that. But the so-called adversary is not actually what Satan's about. Satan's about love, kindness, acceptance, liberty, truth. Those are just five of the bullet points, the 5 points of the pentagram. See?
Lucian Greaves is not even his name. His real name is Doug Mesner. He is a fake to the extreme. Anybody that reads his page knows this. He has admitted he's not a Satanist. He doesn't believe in Satan. He's not spiritual on any level. And yet he claims he's doing positive things for the satanic community.
Now, does it scare you or infuriate you that this stuff is now going on in the public?
It actually infuriates me, but it also strengthens my faith and makes me want to become a militant for my church and come out and stand up for the truth and what's good and right.
I think it shocks and disappoints me more than anything else. The protesters that say otherwise, unfortunately, they're just believing what they're told. I mean, not everyone has a genius IQ like me and Kanye West, so it's really hard for everyone else to figure it out. But I figured it out. I could tell you. I
mean, we're physically pushed out of there before we put it on anyone.
He didn't touch nobody.
Huh? These are a violent gallery.
We got thrown out of a public space. We were physically shoved, torn, pushed.
We didn't touch anybody.
He never did.
For you? I bet y'all wanted a blowjob, didn't you?
So right here at the church behind us, the gentlemen who were leading this event tonight actually came in to the pulpit. I was kind of walking walking away and headed back to the parking garage. They came into to this church right here, went behind the pulpit, pushed people out from behind the pulpit, and started screaming aggressively, "Hail Satan," etc. Just basically trying to worship Satan in this house of God right here. So I did go in and just kind of told them they needed to leave. And at that point, several gentlemen from the church behind us did escort them out. They did not go willingly. They're actually violent in the process. And they were screaming and trespassing until the police actually came about 5 minutes later. And then they changed their whole story. So that's what happened.
I fear losing Christ more than I do of this in itself, because Christ is greater than this.
Well, that's it for tonight's news, but please consider joining Prison Planet TV as a subscriber. Just one subscription can be shared with up to 10 other people simultaneously. All of our reports, all of our news, and all of Alex Jones's documentaries. All that's available for you and up to 10 friends. Well, that's it for tonight. Join us again tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.